So hello and welcome to Blood on the Tamesis Recap Chats. For those of you who have been paying attention, this is the second one of these that we're doing, and the aim is just to kind of remind you and us also what's been going on in Blood on the Tamesis before we start off in Season 3, because obviously there's been much bigger gaps than normal and minor apocalypses going on all over the world. So, yesterday we had Bex with us. Today we have got Phil, who plays Silas with us. Hello, Phil.
Hello.
So, hello. It may seem like a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, but if you can cast your mind back to Season 2.
Yep.
And just give us, if you can remember, kind of a little bit of where is Silas in terms of how he feels about what's going on at the end of Season 2.
Right. Silas is willpower drained, gone. He's as to where he left, he is both in shock that the prince had fallen, but more in shock that the prince had gone so bestial.
So this is quite an important thing to raise, isn't it? Because Silas obviously fought in the games in Season 2. Yep. And he kind of pushed himself hard to try and succeed in the games, but also he was kind of psychically attacked, unbeknownst to him, during the games as well. And so that left him in a kind of ragged state, although of course he did get victory, which was good. But it's left him kind of on the edge a little bit, which is an interesting place to be when Oxfordshire itself is also on the edge and kind of falling apart. But the other point you mentioned, actually, which I think is a really good one, is that, of course, it's not just that the prince lost the duel. Oh, spoilers, everyone. Anyway, it's not just that the prince lost the duel. It's also that the manner in which he lost it, in that it was an unbecoming manner for the prince, because it kind of went against the tenets of the oath, which, of course, are also our chronicle tenets. So, sorry, yes, you were saying Silas is in shock.
So Silas is very much in shock at that, of course, having been, having very much drilled into him that he must respect the oath, and realizing that for where he is, he needs to aim to become a knight of Oxfordshire. With the situation as it is now, is that ever going to be possible? What's going to go on here? And with the lack of willpower, I don't think he can really mentally process any of that at this point.
Yeah, so it's an interesting time, isn't it? Because his kind of dreams, such as they are in kind of jeopardy potentially at the moment. And there is a question mark over, you know, I think when a character is also in a low point personally, but then there is the kind of the epic finale challenge thing to take on. There's the question of can he rise to that challenge or can he not? So a question that I have for you is, given that Silas is in this ragged place and that the structures around him that he has been trying to work his way up in are now under threat, what is he thinking about doing in Season 3? What are Silas's goals or plans at this time in Season 3?
Well, I think Silas is going to look at reconnecting to a bit of his past, to who he was. Because not only with the situation, he's also kind of really just how much his life has just changed and transformed, and especially with what he's done, it's almost like a veil has been lifted of a what's going on? I need to process, I need to overcome, I need to talk to someone who I trust completely, who is not involved in any of this.
Okay, so there's a sort of going back to his roots kind of idea, and reconnecting maybe with who he was before he got swept up in all of this, which is interesting. Now, it may be too early to say, but does Silas have any political leanings? Because we are, of course, aware that not only have we got now a new prince in town, but also not everybody's happy about this new prince in town. So does Silas have any particular leanings, or is it too early for us to say?
And Silas, having been, is among one of the founding lines of Oxfordshire, and he knows that that Oxfordshire is what it is because of the structure, with a new prince coming in from outside who is not that system is will be instantly destroyed, dismantled, and so a new one in place.
So what does that mean in terms of, does that mean he is going to oppose Helena? I guess that is my question.
And he cannot oppose Helena himself, because that is an instant head off.
Of course.
However, he's likely going to get people to rally around Sir James.
So Sir James for Prince is going to be your campaign slogan. Good.
Yep.
Good to know. Anything else you want to add at this point, Phil?
Silas has gone on quite a journey through this. He's gone from playing the part on screen to being being the action hero, which has taken a bit of time, because he's been used to playing the part, and that it should have really hit him at the games. But then the fact of victory and just the decadence afterwards, and the drain of willpower, he just hasn't properly processed even with this time. But now I think it's hitting him.
Okay, so it sounds like for Silas, season 3 is a little bit of the veil ripping off, realization of horror, connecting with his roots, and perhaps trying to alter the political landscape.
Even though he has absolutely no political knowledge.
Even though he may not be highly skilled for this, but that's never stopped protagonists in the past, so yep. I'm sure nothing bad will happen there.
Yeah.
For those listening along, if you want to find out whether Silas is successful in any of these things or not, we will be kicking off season 3 on the 29th of June. So at 7 p.m. I should say UK time, live on Twitch. So do come and join us there, or catch us up on YouTube when you can. And thanks very much, Phil, for stopping by.
Thank you.
And we'll see everyone hopefully soon for another chat.
Silas's blood is very much up, so see you on the stream.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.